AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Tonight, President Trump will road test his claims he's tackling Americans' affordability woes at a rally in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania.
It's a very simple statement, and they caused it, we're fixing it. And they have a tendency to just say, this election's based on affordability.
This trip comes as polling consistently shows public trust in the president's economic leadership has faltered. This is Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The problem is that affordability is not a messaging issue, it's real. It's real when people go to the supermarket or buy a car or try to buy a house or see their electric bills, their health care bills. The American people know it's real, and Donald Trump tries to wish it away.
The president's reception in the county hosting this rally could give a signal to just how much voters trust his claims. Monroe County flipped to Donald Trump in 2024 after having backed Joe Biden in 2020. A federal judge in New York is granting the Justice Department's request to publicly release grand jury transcripts and other material from Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking case, citing a new law that requires the government open its files on Jeffrey Epstein and his longtime confidant. But the judge is cautioning people they shouldn't expect to learn much new information from the materials. Opponents of Missouri's new congressional map have submitted thousands of petitions calling for a statewide referendum on the plan, which is backed by President Trump. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has admitted in a court filing hundreds of immigrant children across the country were detained for longer than the legal limit this summer, alarming legal advocates who say the government is failing to safeguard children. A federal judge is allowing a Tufts University student from Turkey to resume research and teaching while she challenges her arrest and detention by the Trump administration. This is AP News. Another big honor for Shohei.
Shohei Ohtani ended 2025 by winning the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year Award for the fourth time, tying him with Lance Armstrong, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods for most among male honorees. Ohtani says in an AP exclusive interview in Japanese that being selected again is a great honor, and doing so alongside legendary athletes is something truly special. Ohtani received 29 of 47 votes in balloting among sports journalists from the AP and its members after his two-way dominance culminated in a repeat World Series title for his Los Angeles Dodgers. That included homering three times at the plate and striking out 10 batters on the mound to win Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Lionel Messi has become the first back-to-back MVP in Major League Soccer history. The 38-year-old Argentine star scored 29 goals and made 19 assists during the regular season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.